Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct regular support from a TTA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site and the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
My name is Jan Gobb. I'm an assistant professor at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. I've been studying body cameras for about 5 years with Dr. Mike White and started at ASU, Arizona State University. That's where I got introduced to this project. He's the co-director of TTA, and so he brought me on, as well as several others at ASU, to be TTA leads and subject matter experts.
Great, thank you. So what is your top advice for sites?
My top advice for sites would be to take advantage of your TTA lead. It probably seems like a strange piece of advice, but I think a lot of sites, I'm not sure if it's that they don't want to bother the TTA lead or they don't think they need our help, but it's really helpful for the TTA folks to be able to provide information and resources. We have access to a lot of information either from our own research, you know, those of us who are scholars who study this, we stay up to date on the research, or if it's just practical resources available on the TTA site. A lot of us are more familiar with what's available on the website than sites maybe, or maybe know where to find certain things. We may know of information that is in process. So I know I've had sites ask me for information and I say, well, we don't have that right now, but we will, you know, in a month when we've finished collecting this data. So I think it's helpful for sites to really keep in contact with their TTA leads and to let us know when there's information that they're looking for. We may not have it right now, but we can at least look for it, get information to them. Sometimes we might be able to connect them with other additional information that maybe isn't on the website or somewhere that, you know, maybe they didn't think to look, because I know that sometimes there's information that's a webinar and one that's a podcast and maybe a research article, and they're not looking in all those different places, and so they may not be able to find all the information that would be most helpful to them.
Great, thank you. What do you think is the main factor that leads to success in sites?
I think the main factor that leads to success is the sites that have really done their homework, have been looking into body cameras for a while. They use kind of a deliberate process of learning about the technology, and especially now with your more recent sites. You know, when we first started doing this, you know, several years ago, there wasn't necessarily as much information to go on. But now we have a lot of information both on the TTA site or just generally, and I think you can tell the sites that have done their homework, they've reached out to other agencies in their area and can really, I guess, are teachable and adaptable and learn from others' mistakes. And I've heard a lot of sites that are successful say, you know, why reinvent the wheel? And so I think that's a key point, is to be, you know, doing your homework, look at both in the resources that are available online, but also taking advantage of people around you, you know, your sites nearby, other agencies, and we can even put people in touch with other agencies as well that maybe aren't nearby, but are similar to them, maybe in size or a particular issue that they're facing. So I think that it makes sites really successful if they're approaching it from a very deliberate process of, you know, we want to do this right, and we only want to have to do this once, and let's do it right the first time.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwcTTA.com.